Daddy Long Legs by Jean Webster. Part 6. Lock Willow. 12th July. Dear Daddy Long Legs, how did your secretary come to know about Lock Willow? For listen to this. Mr. Jervis Pendleton used to own this farm, but not. He has given it to Mrs. Simple, who was his old nurse. Did you ever hear of such a funny coincidence? She still calls him Master Jervy and talks about what a sweet little boy he used to be. Since she discovered that I know him, I have risen very much in her opinion. The farm gets more and more entertaining. I rode on a hay wagon yesterday. We have 3 big pigs, and 9 little piglets. We've oceans of little baby chickens, and ducks and turkeys, and guinea fowls. You must be mad to live in a city, when you might live on a farm. The scenery around here is perfectly beautiful. There's a valley and a river and a lot of wooded hills, and away in the distance a tall blue mountain, that simply melts in your mouth. We gave 6 calves, and I've chosen the names for all of them. 1. Sylvia. 2. Lesbia. 3. Sally. 4. Julia. 5. Judy, after me. 6. Daddy Long Legs. He looks like this. I haven't had time yet to begin my immortal novel. The farm keeps me too busy. Yours always, Judy. P.S. I've learned to make donuts. P.S. 2. If you are thinking of raising chickens, let me recommend Buffalo Bington's. P.S. 3. I wish I could send you a pat of the nice, fresh butter I churned yesterday. P.S. 4. This is a picture of Miss Jerusha Abbott, the future great author, driving home the cows.